Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Bab.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing, 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 laughing.
Were you recording?
Sorry.
You piece of shit.
Maybe that'd make it even funnier, just him just going off.
Tim just kept singing in one long, incredibly unbroken sentence. Oh, sorry. Come on, Picard song?
I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
All right.
Doesn't matter. We can't use any of this. It's all useless.
Like your face.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we try and define what a geek is. My love-hate relationship with Kevin Smith continues. Noah reviews the movie Chronicle, and it's the most uninformed tan fight ever. Jacob from Twilight versus Edward from Twilight in the ultimate matchup of who gives a fuck. And when you hear this sound,
if you were smart, you'd stay away.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. I don't know what to tell you.
Tell me something good.
Tell me that you love me.
Welcome to Tancast.
Fucking singing the hits of some time period.
Slaughtering the hits, more like. Holding the hits down and peeing on their faces.
Just how they like it. Right in the mouth. A little golden shower for you.
Little hit bukkake.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast. And I have hipster dubstep cap for you.
If you were smart, you'd stay away.
Watch it.
You have what, who, huh?
Yes, hipster dubstep cap for us.
What does that mean?
I guess we're going to find out.
It's very short. You could watch it.
I could, but I won't.
All right.
Haha. Joke's on you, pal.
Joke's on you, pal. Surf's up, pal.
Wow. There's a hipster dubstep cat.
I don't lie.
What makes him dubstep? Okay.
Are you okaying at his reaction, or are you watching it, Tim?
I was watching it, and also it is phenomenally loud.
Oh. Andy enjoyed it, apparently.
Of course, it's a cat. His little cat vagina is all percolated.
No, it was the fact that it was just like such an assault on the senses.
Oh, little kitty cat winking on his face.
And it was so cute.
Oh, your kitty
with his
cat,
little hipster
cat,
glasses.
Cat, mm-hmm. Kitty cat, cat, cat.
You know, it's really sad that I'm the only one on this podcast that likes pussy.
I actually enjoyed that video. I thought it was hilarious. I kept watching it over and over again.
That's why we can still be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
Because I hate your guts, and you smell like shit, and your mom's a whore.
A dirty whore. Tim, I forget, random sidebar, did you ever see the Muppets movie? I forget if we talked about it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Well, yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on here that I saw it. I think so. Might not have, but I saw it.
Okay. That is...
Have you seen it?
No, I have not. But I was listening to a story about the song that they did that got nominated, and it just made me think of it. I was like, oh, did Tim ever see that movie?
Was that the Muppet of a Man song?
Yeah. Right, we did talk about... Well, I know Andy talked about it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
about
I hadn't seen it at that point.
Okay.
Yes. I want to see the cutscenes because apparently a lot of stuff that wasn't really explained in the movie is in the cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
Like the villain who doesn't laugh, who they explain why.
You're saying they cut a lot of stuff out that kind of messed up the story?
I feel like there's some stuff that would be like, oh, well, that would have made that a little more complete.
Interesting.
I just thought that having a villain that just said maniacal laugh was odd and funny.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a random joke as it was an actual plot point in the movie that you don't know about because the scene was cut.
So you feel like the joke would have been better if you knew the backstory?
Yeah, I mean, like the whole backstory behind the villain and why he's such a dick to the Muppets, it relates to that.
Interesting.
Ah.
I mean,
I don't know if I should spoil it.
I haven't seen it, but to me, like, a villain just says maniacal laugh sounds kind of funny on its own. Like, I'm like, that's random.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, right, again, and the joke still would have been funny.
Gotcha.
I think that joke still would have been funny, but, like, he can't laugh, and he was watching the Muppets as a kid, and everybody else was laughing, he wouldn't, and he couldn't, so everybody was making fun of him.
Gotcha.
And so he started hating the Muppets as a kid.
Well, in terms of that, I can only say, go, go, Buffalo.
Yep, from that hugely successful blockbuster movie that absolutely no one knows what you're talking about right now, unless I say the title.
Do it.
I'm just saying. You're acting like, Tim, fucking, it's tried and true. This, you know, $12 million grossing movie proves my point.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying you can shut the fuck up.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Punchlines don't have to have setups.
They do have to have setups, see? No, I have no idea what we're talking about. Idle Hands. There was a scene cut from the movie which a one-liner referenced.
Ah, okay. And Tim loved that movie.
And he loved that movie.
I love the commentary as well.
It is a silly commentary.
Go, go, Buffalo.
Pointing out all the little scenes, like how the two... Were they cops or were they just like neighborhood
watch
guys? How when they fell down dead, they were in the classic 69 position.
As opposed to the newfangled 69 position.
Yep.
We need to update the 69 for 2012.
Yep.
This is not your father's 69.
Yep, you gotta do two back bends while you both eat each other's assholes.
Yikes.
We're gonna call it an 8.
We could do a... we can invert it and do a reverse 69.
Isn't that just 69?
Shh.
No, it's a 96.
Okay.
You both turn around and go to sleep.
With your butts together. Or, well, no, your butt against
butts
their back.
To the back of the other person's head. Play 96 roulette and just eat a bunch of beans beforehand.
So, should we do some tan laughs?
Maybe.
I like it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Tan laughs!
Yes, my son is here and he wants to hear jokes. Let's have some tan laughs.
All right, tan laughs.
All right. I've got one from CJ, but not our normal CJ.
This is a different CJ?
A different CJ.
Out in the world?
There is.
Wow.
Yep. Hello, my name is CJ. I am 14. I may be your youngest listener, and I have a tan laugh. And my wife is giving me a look of utter disgust.
Wait, your current... Your wife?
My wife, yes.
Yeah.
She just heard that there's a 14-year-old listening to the show and gave me a look like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
That was a dumb question, because I was like, why would this 14-year-old have a wife?
Yeah. She's like, I'm out there trying to better children's lives, and you are worsening them.
Tim, you're just the karmic balance.
Anyway, here's a joke. Why do midgets laugh when they run?
Oh, I've heard this one before. The grass
tickles
because the
balls.
Grass tickles their balls.
Yep.
Actually, he wrote, because the grass tickles your balls. So maybe it's a different play on that joke where midgets are running by tickling your balls with grass.
And just laughing about it.
Hope you like it, and I hope it's not bad, and love your CD. And that's why I read his joke.
All right.
Nice. What? Who is taking care of that child? Who let him buy that CD?
That CD is perfectly fine. There's no swears on that CD.
Oh. There isn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a clip from Tancast, but everything is bleeped out, even ass.
Gotcha. All okay, right. Sorry. I thought... Wait, so the CD you're selling for any price has no curse words on it?
No curse words at all.
Oh.
Tim works clean.
Yeah, my stand-up is clean.
All right. Carry on.
So, yes, the 3 o'clock parade, which is available now at HTT... Why am I starting with that part?
In case you don't know what protocol to use...
HTTP://www.
You don't even need the www, baby. Just tancast.com/Tim.
If you were smart, you'd stay away.
Go there, download it, pay what you think is fair. And remember, I just got back from the dentist, so any help you can give would be appreciated.
I think $100 is fair, everybody. Pay $100.
Wow. If someone pays $100 for the CD, I am not issuing a refund. That's what I'll tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
You'll be like, this was not worth $100.
Will you suck their dick?
No, I will not suck their dick.
Tickle the balls. or Tigger the Vulva at the
Michael
habit.
Michael looked at me with a cocked eyebrow that exact second, like, what did you just say, Dad? I think it was actually because he was eating some peach yogurt and he was like, ooh, what flavor was that? But he just happened to look at me right at that exact moment.
I did not sign up for this, Dad.
He does not seem as pleased as you think he would be. Because it's got to taste better than green beans.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Okay, back to the tail laughs.
All right. Shall I go next?
Sure. Butthole.
All right. Dick choker. Wow. This one comes to us from Todd.
Do I choke on dicks or do I choke dicks?
You choke dicks.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
You would be a dick chokey if you choked on dicks.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Carry on.
All right. So, Hans, a middle-aged German tourist on his first visit to Orlando, Florida,
yeah,
finds the red light district and enters a large brothel. The madam asks him to be seated and sends over a young lady to entertain him. They sit and talk, frolic a little, giggle a bit, drink a bit, and she sits on his lap. He whispers in her ear and she gasps and runs away. Seeing this, the madam sends over a more experienced lady to entertain the gentleman. They sit and talk, frolic a little, giggle a little, drink a little, and she sits on his lap. He whispers in her ear, and she screams, "No!" and quickly walks away. The madam's surprised that this ordinary-looking man has asked for something so outrageous that her two girls will have nothing to do with him. She decides that only her most experienced lady, Lola, will do. Lola has never said no, and is not likely anything would surprise her. So the madam sends her over to Hans. They sit and talk, frolic a little, giggle a little, drink a little, and she sits on his lap. He whispers in her ear, and she screams, "No way, buddy!" and slaps him as hard as she can, and then leaves. The madam is by now absolutely intrigued, having seen nothing like this in all her years of operating a brothel. She hasn't done the bedroom work herself for quite a long time, but she's sure she said yes to everything a man could possibly ask for, and she just has to find out what this man wants that makes her girl so angry. Besides, she sees a chance to teach her employees a lesson. So she goes over to Hans and says she's the best in the house and is available. She sits on his lap and talks to him. They frolic, giggle, drink a little, and then he leans forward and whispers into her ear, "Can I pay you in euros?"
Who is that from?
That's from Todd.
Ah, it's a good one.
Yes, it is. I was like, where's this going? Got all the way to the end. I was like, yes, winner. And as Todd points out, fairly topical.
And so Andy-like.
Yeah, long.
Yes. So quiet.
So wait, can I tell the same setup three times in a row? Excellent.
I got a long one for you guys.
Yeah, you got a long one. That's right.
That's right. This is from Jonathan. I don't think we ever read this, and this was sent back in 2010.
Jesus.
I've been going back in the backlogs, you know.
Good call.
A policeman was interrogating three blondes who were training to become detectives. To test their skills in recognizing a suspect, he shows the first blonde...
Oh, my God in heaven.
You have said this one?
Yes, the one about the glasses and the no ear and profile picture.
Never mind, then.
Not only have we said it, Andy started to read it again like 2 weeks ago, and I called him out for it.
Wow, really?
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the club, Noah. One of me.
You're killing me.
We did one about the U.S. senator, right, who got hit by a truck and dies.
Sound familiar?
Damn it.
Is it long?
Oh, yeah, it's long.
Yeah, it's long.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'll do a new joke then. Okay.
The listener doesn't realize that was all edited out, but we've been sitting here for 45 minutes while Noah's been looking for jokes.
Not 45
minutes. Like fucking Joe Pesci.
Exaggerator.
Okay. My child's in college.
A man comes into the kitchen for breakfast with his wife. He greets her, "Happy birthday, honey. What would you like me to get you this year? A divorce." "Damn, I wasn't expecting to pay that much."
I'm laughing at Noah's pain a little.
Aww.
That wasn't my pain. But why you gotta bring that up, asshole?
Sorry. You're the one who told the fucking joke.
Someone sent it in.
Who was the someone who sent it in?
A.M.?
A.M.?
Yeah, A.M. It was sent to all of us. I mean, there's a last name.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. And that person also wants to do... Well, no, never mind. I won't go over that part. I wanted to read a comment that someone posted... a couple weeks ago now, it was Jesus. And I don't think anyone's ever responded to him. And I'm just throwing out there because I do not know. Maybe someone will know.
Because we are right on top of servicing our fan base like that.
He says, "Hey guys, maybe you can help me out here, or maybe just Andy or my fellow listeners. Anyways, as a geek today," I say geek because I am no way a nerd, "I graduated high school with a C average. Anyway, as a geek of today, I have dreams to be a writer, and I have come across a few weird things, books, movies, and whatnot. Well, on one such occasion, I came across a project based on a book. I think about a female geneticist making weird lizard sex slaves. It was a mainstream movie, might have had a French actress. Anyways, I heard it was based off a sci-fi book, and I was wondering if anyone knew what the movie book was. Thanks, and no, it is not Splice. It's kind of like Splice, though."
Ah, I do remember reading that and knowing I had absolutely nothing to offer. So I was like, I will step back and let Andy, who is undoubtedly the one who would know, say something.
I mean, I tried doing a search for it, but I could not find anything remotely what he was talking about.
I am as baffled as you both.
Okay.
And I've seen some weird shit.
I can't think of a mainstream movie that was anything like that. Well, so I guess we're throwing out to listeners, if anyone knows what movie Jesus is talking about, write in, let us know, yourmom@tancast.com, or just comment on the website. So I have a little topic for you that came up last night when I was hanging out with Lindsay.
Lohan?
Yes, Lohan.
Lohan.
Awesome.
Lohan.
Did you tell her to lay off the crack?
We made it airtight.
All by yourself.
No, not that, Lohan. Lindsay. Do you think a geek, like if someone's a geek, do you think just their interest makes them a geek, or do you think their physical appearance has to be a certain way to make them a geek? No. Her thing was, if a guy's good looking, even if he may be into certain things, he's not a geek. Oh, because we were passing some guys, and some guy was like, "Well, you see, the iPad's better because it has, you know, better battery life, so that's why you want to get that." And she's like, "Geek." I'm like, "Oh." I'm like, "Well, I'm a geek." And she's like, "No, you're not. Like, you're cute." I'm like, I could have conversations like that. So what do you guys think? Do you think your looks matters, or do you think it's just what interests you?
I think the geekness is just what you're into.
That's what I think as
well. And the level at which you're into it. However, I might argue that something like talking about the iPad specs actually makes you a nerd and not a geek.
Okay, fair enough.
What do you think is the difference between geek and nerd?
Nerd has knowledge. Geek has obsession.
Ah.
Like, I would say I'm more of a geek than a nerd because, like, I'm really into Star Trek, really into Disney. Like, I'm a geek about those sort of things. But I'm not a nerd. I'm not a nerd because I don't know how the science of stuff works. I don't know.
Do you think one go under the other, or do you think you can just have both?
Depends on what they're into.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of overlap in geek and nerd.
Not what I meant.
Because there are geeks and nerds. Yeah, I mean, there are geeks who are also nerds, so I think that's where sort of the ambiguousness comes from. No, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But I still say you can have good-looking nerds and good-looking geeks and good-looking dorks.
So
I got a good-looking dork. Want to look at it? You can't.
Which would you qualify as, like, being socially inept?
Those are the dorks.
Dorks are socially inept. Nerds are intellectually driven, and geeks are obsessed with some specific subculture. Intellectual related subculture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, yeah, there's a word for it. I can't think of it. You know, like they're fanatical about, for lack of what, I was going to say geeky things, but you can't use the word to describe what you're, you know, to define what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Geeks are like geeky things. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for straightening that out, dickface.
So, non mainstream things that are potentially.
I mean, kind of, but Star Wars is really mainstream, and I would say people are geeky. About Star Wars.
Would you say pop culture?
Yeah, but, I mean, Star Wars has gone mainstream, but Star Wars is also, it's that, there's that fantasy element, there's that element of escapism that, you know, takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Not for nothing, Star Wars started out mainstream.
Did it? Well, yeah, I guess it made a lot of money.
Like, it was the hugest movie of all time until E.T. came out.
That's right.
It's not like it was some indie fucking cult classic that people discovered little by little as it came on Laserdisc.
Oh, you mean like Barbarella? I'm still waiting for that to blow up.
You keep waiting.
Jane Fonda, yo.
I blow up every time I watch it. Boom.
She fucks an angel.
All right.
So, and you agree it's what you're into as opposed to how you look that makes you. But all right, so how about this? Let's say you're into, you know, something, you're obsessive about, you know, Star Wars, right? So you're a geek for Star Wars, but you also play sports and have more, maybe Star Wars is not a good example, something a little less mainstream.
Doctor Who?
Yeah, I mean, Doctor Who.
Mm.
But you're also into sports and more mainstream things. So are you still a geek then, or does your mainstream interests balance out your geekiness?
So, like, you can throw a football, but you're also going to dress up as Inuyasha at Comic-Con.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you're a geek.
But you're, you know...
I just think you're not a dork.
You're like a cool geek.
Yeah, you're a jock geek.
So you're more socially accepted, but you're still a geek?
Exactly.
All right.
Well, geeks have come out of the basement. We're here. We're strange.
We might dress up like Inuyasha. Get used to it.
Yeah. Plus, I gotta say that once Comic-Con went mainstream and like all the hot chicks started to decide they were gonna do cosplay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was a good day.
I don't know why. There's something fascinating about women who. Well, you know what? I think it's just because they're hot. Like, yeah. Really, if you're hot and you dress up like anything, I'm like, I'm into it. Yep, I like it.
I'm dressed up as a 14th century peasant woman. Hot.
Well, I mean, I think...
I'm dressed as a Wookiee, but I'm showing midriff.
I think it also appeals to my, you know, my little geeky side that likes comic books and stuff. Like, you know what? I like seeing you dress up as, you know, Jean Grey or, you know, Mystique or, you know, Ivy
from
Soul Calibur.
Do girl Wookiees shave their tummies?
What?
Ladies, are you taking notes? Are you taking notes on how to get to Noah's heart?
Yep.
Did you say, do girl Wookiees shave their tubbies?
Yes.
Did you just think about it?
Because a while ago, he made a joke about a Wookiee with midriff, and he's not going to let it go, despite the fact that the conversation soldiered on.
I'm not talking about people dressed as Wookiees. I mean actual Wookiees.
You still lose, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
I always lose.
Maybe Wookiees do the opposite. They shave everything but their vagina.
There, now it's back, Andy.
All right.
You drag this fucking shit back into the fucking thing with fuck.
And thing and fuck.
Exactly.
Yep.
So yeah,
that time
I was firmly on the side like of it's your interests that make you a geek, not. Although Vin Diesel is in Dungeons and Dragons, I don't think anyone ever would call him a geek.
Wait, is he
they
in
can.
The movie or is he into it?
I mean,
he's not in the movie. He's
it.
Just into it.
Oh, so he wasn't in a movie called Dungeons & Dragons. He's actually into Dungeons & Dragons playing it. I think that qualifies him for geekhood.
I think the general populace would not call him a geek, though.
Maybe his... How about this? His geekiness is not his defining characteristic, and maybe that is what Lindsay is referring to.
Oh,
like,
that's a good point. So,
like, you know, you can be a jock and a geek, but whichever one you are more of, that's what people are going to call you. Like, you're either a geeky jock or a jocky geek.
Gotcha. I think that's a good distinction.
Not that there's the only two things people can be in life, but...
Nope, that's it.
Just like they say, you can be an expert plumber all your life, but you suck one cock, and you're a cocksucker.
That's like, I work, I take a kung fu class, and we take it outside in this little plaza area. And one time... This guy came out and was like, you know, he was kind of like, first time he ever talked to us, he's like, you guys can't block up this area. You know, I'm the manager of this building. You guys got to stay out of this way so people can get by. And he's only said it once, but, and this is like a year ago, and to me, he'll be forever known as Grumpy Pants. I mean, he could be probably the most pleasant guy. Maybe he's having a bad day and he just decided to say something that day, but forever, he'll be Grumpy Pants to me. So every time I see him, I'm like, there goes Grumpy Pants.
Like my downstairs neighbor who, bitched out my wife about her car alarm going off when we were trying to explain that, you know, a car alarm that goes off randomly with no reason is a really hard problem to diagnose because you take it and it's not going off. And they're like, well, we don't know what to tell you. Like, well, that doesn't help. And so we were trying to explain that to her, but she just kept yelling over her and talking down to her. And so from now, every time I see her, I always go, there's that bitch. In fact, she has a Russian accent, so I always do some Boris and Natasha joke. I'm like, oh, looking for moose and squirrel.
Is she still there?
And it's gotten... she's been here, I guess they've lived here a while. But the other day, I was walking one way, and she was walking around the corner, and she didn't have, like, a smile on her face, but she was... She looked like she was in a good mood, and then saw me, and just crestfallen. Like, she visually changed, like, oh, fuck this guy.
Wait, but you don't make fun of her in front of her face, do you?
Nope. But anytime I've seen her, I always give her a dirty look, pretty much.
Oh, okay. So you make it known that you do not care for her.
Tim's
going to
just bring you down over time.
Yep. It's funny, because her husband thinks our kid is adorable.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, her husband probably doesn't give a shit. He's probably, whatever, it's going off. I mean, he's probably over it. If he even cared
to,
you know.
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago. He's probably really over it.
It's like, yeah, I don't know what the bitch is still so torqued up about, man. Let me see your little snook. Oh, look at him, he's so cute.
If you were smart, you'd stay away.
Oh, yes, I know about her, Andy.
Oh, I know you do.
So for those of you who aren't in our chat window, Andy just threw out a link to a Flickr page with some chick who was cosplaying
Ivy
with cosplay.
From Soul Calibur, and she's very voluptuous, as they might say.
She has big titties.
Peg. Ta-ta.
Yes.
Hey, there's a video.
That chick does a lot of other cosplay, so as soon as we were talking about cosplay, I was like, oh, I gotta go find that chick that did Ivy.
Gotta go find your mom who did Ivy. Yeah, what?
Yep. Anyways.
So, speaking of sort of geeky things, either of you have listened, I know Andy probably hasn't, but maybe Noah has listened to episode 201 of Smodcast?
Nope.
Maybe. Let me look.
Star Trek?
Yes.
Ring a bell?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that and perfectly encapsulates why I love and hate Kevin Smith in that one episode. Because they're going through and talking about, for some reason, they got off on a tangent and started talking, they ended up sort of trying to discuss the first six Star Trek movies in order. And they barely know, Kevin specifically barely knows what he's talking about, and they're there in front of Twitter. They never, I'm sure people are correcting them. There's people online listening to him live, and I know they at least went to Twitter once for a correction, but for the most part, he's half remembering it and remembering shit wrong, and I'm like, this is so fucking annoying! But then, 5 seconds later, he'll say something hilarious. I'm like, this is awesome! This sucks!
I love the chemistry. I remember the last episode I listened to, where he goes with these little tangents just fucking cracks me up. I would never think of going that direction. Like, I think he was talking about the Borg and about the guy who was just like, "Yeah, I just want to get away from my wife. Like, you know, she gave me a hard time." Is that what it was, Andy? I mean, not Andy, Tim.
Oh yeah, the guy was, yeah, yeah. The guy had just glued shit to him and was hanging out with the Borg Collective. And was trying to watch what movie were they trying to get? Turner and Hooch or something. Like he kept. No, it was some. I think I want to say it was a Tom Hanks movie, but I can't think of what
Castaway.
It was.
Castaway.
Yeah. They were trying to break it into people's houses to assimilate them and also steal the movie Castaway so they could watch it. And then it turned out he wasn't a bore. He was just a guy hiding from his wife with shit glued to him. See? Hilarious.
Yep.
But then he's like, so yeah, Scotty was in engineering and. He blew up the Enterprise. Like, no, he didn't. Whatever. I'm not doing it. I'm not even remembering the parts that infuriated me because that's not something that was said. But
I mean,
something
I know
what
you're getting
like,
at. Like, it was an episode, but it was another episode where he was talking about comic books and that if they just made a version for every race, that it would sell like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit like that. Like, how would that ever work? Like, you are getting so niche that. A, I don't think people are really going to care about the Korean version of Spider-Man. Like, maybe someone would buy it, but that is not the way to...
It's not going
to
go like gangbusters.
Right, and he thought it was, going to sell like gangbusters. I'm like, you work in the comic industry. You should know what sells. Like, that is just way too niche that, you know, that it's not going to... A, you're going to have to pump more money into, having people make these comic books. And I don't think you're going to sell enough where it's going to be worth the cost. But he, sounded oh, this is a great idea. I'm like... No, Kevin, that's not a great idea.
No, Kevin. Come on, buddy.
I mean, I think he, hand, he's, you know, he's very self-conscious and, you know, puts himself down. But on the other hand, he's very, full of himself, too, about certain things.
Yep. It's a very weird dichotomy.
Yeah.
And I think it's the fact that he is a master storyteller, but facts are kind of nebulous things for him. Sort of exist on a different plane of consciousness, one that he does not have ready access to.
Did you? Do you ever watch Comic Book Man on ABC? AMC?
I have not seen it. No. I kind of thought about watching it. Did you watch an episode?
Yeah, the premiere episode was just this last Sunday.
It was
good. Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was funny. I feel like the premise is kind of like, what's that, Pawn Stars, where people come in and are trying to sell whatever geeky comic-related stuff
right.
to the store. But it's framed by them sitting around doing a podcast in between. So, like, and that's where Kevin Smith sits in, and they're talking about whatever happened, and then it'll go kind of like... Kind of like Seinfeld was, you know, framed by him doing stand-up, and then you'd see the situation that bore out that, you know, that inspired that bit, sort of, which was how it originally started, and then it just sort of, Seinfeld took off on it in a different direction. But it's sort of like that, like they'll sort of introduce what they're about to, you know, what we're about to see, and then we get to watch the people interact and with Walt in the store, and then... Fuck Tim. Know where you're going before you start a sentence, because then you just trail off into a series of words that don't mean anything, and people turn off the podcast.
Yeah, Tim, don't be Andy.
Fuck. Anyway, so I mean, it's interesting because you know their interactions with the customers, and mostly Brian fucking trashing Ming all the time. Like, you think Andy gets it bad on this podcast? Ming listens to this podcast and goes, "Fucking, I wish I could be as cool as Andy." It's loved and respected as Andy.
That guy has a great life. Friends who are loyal and kind.
This guy's living the dream. It was pretty good. And also, to that end, in case you don't know what Comic Book Man is, it's from Kevin Smith, and also it stars the, Walt Flanagan, who owns Jane Silent, or who runs Jane Silent Bob's Secret Stash, which is Kevin Smith's comic book store in New Jersey, and his friend Brian Johnson, who they were in several of the Kevin Smith movies. And they host a podcast called Tell Him Steve Dave, which if you hadn't listened to episode 100, you should, because that shit is fucking funny.
Yeah, you may know them as Walt the Fanboy and Steve Dave.
Exactly. Which is where Tell Him Steve Dave comes from.
Yeah.
Whew! I was listening to episode 100 at work. I was laughing out loud. People kept looking at me. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just laughing. Anyway, so yes, that's what Comic Book Man is. I like the first episode, but the only thing is what I was trying to get at is that the podcast seemed kind of stagey. Like, I know they probably just, you know, some editor just cut together the best bits to make it work, you know, so they could set up the clips that we're going to watch as quickly and as efficiently as possible and also try and get the jokes in there. But the way they would cut around what was clearly a lot of conversation that they were condensing is they would cut to somebody for a reaction shot that just looked like, I don't think they're reacting to what I'm listening to. I think you just wanted to cut, like, 2 minutes of dialogue, and so you cut to Ming just looking off into space. All right. I guess this is not funny to you guys without a common frame of reference.
Well, I mean, they do that in movie trailers a lot where it's like they'll show a scene and then they'll show someone reacting to what what they just showed. But, like, once you see the movie, you're like, they weren't reacting to what that person was doing at all. That was a totally different scene. Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, so I know what you're talking about.
I did that in a movie trailer I did a movie trailer for this video I did for a friend's birthday. Oh, Andy was in it, actually. And two people were pointing guns at the camera, but they were two completely separate scenes, but I edited it together to make it look like they were pointing guns at each other. Ha-ha!
Trixie.
That's it. So, Comic Man, good. Episode 201 of Smodcast, funny and infuriating. Episode 100 of Tell 'em Steve Dave, awesome.
Excellent.
The biggest reason I wanted to watch it was just to kind of see, like, everyone, like, live.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
You know, seeing kind of like, you know, how they are now, you know, how the, you know, just seeing video of them as opposed to just hearing their voices.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a big appeal as well.
So maybe,
it's weird. I had a complete different view of how he looked when I first saw him, like, on a video. I was like, that's Ming? Wow. I had a completely different image in my head. Thus disproving that all Asians look alike.
Good to know.
Or so it would all look like that one picture in your head.
Exactly.
All right.
Just going back to Smogpass real quick. I love Kevin and Scott Mosier's chemistry. That's all.
You realize you did just say that a few moments ago.
I did?
Yep.
All right.
He really loves it.
I love it. I jerk off to it. I'm like, oh, chemistry. But wait. Oh.
Mm. Here's my question. What do you think of Scott and Kevin's chemistry?
I'm not a fan of it. Needs work.
Noah's like the Mitt Romney of this podcast. His position just changes every couple minutes. Boom. Brought it to a place politic.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Chronicle last night. and it was good. That's all.
The guy who wrote that, who I believe is John Landis' son, did a video about... Sorry, I'm not... I don't mean to... in fact, I'll just shut up. All right. So, tell us about Chronicle.
No, no. I mean, what were we going to say?
Yeah, he made a video about the death of Superman and how he thought it was a stupid series of comics.
If you were smart, you'd stay away.
And he got, like, a bunch of guest stars to be in it, like Elijah Wood is in it. Like, because he's sitting there talking to the camera, and then, like, there's people in really shitty costumes sort of reenacting what he's talking about. What? I can't think of the guy who plays Scotty now, and he was in Run, Fat Boy, Run, and... Simon Pegg.
Yeah. So it's being described as a superhero movie, but I mean, I don't know. That's another thing I was wondering, like, what defines a superhero movie? So they get powers. I wouldn't really define it as like a guy who's like, I'm going to go out and do good. I mean, you guys have seen the preview. You kind of get what happens, right? These guys get powers. Right. One guy goes bad, and I assume you can, you know, figure out what happens from there.
The other two have to stop him.
But up to that point, like, it's not like they're going around, like, doing all these good things. Like, they are just kind of, you know, learning about their powers and, you know, just kind of enjoying life as teenagers.
That's kind of an origin story, wouldn't you say?
Kind of.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, if they continue the story, like, as it is, it just kind of feels like more of just a sci-fi tale.
Yeah, it feels, from the trailer, having obviously not seen it, feels like kind of a mashup between a superhero story and a mockumentary.
Yes, I mean, it is all found footage. Like, you know, it's all from this guy recording everything. Which, in the beginning, it's like a shitty old camera. And I was like, fuck, I don't know if I can keep watching this. And then he gets a better camera. I'm like, better.
All right.
I mean, just like, it was kind of grainy. I'm like, you know, when you go to the movie theater, I want to see something kind of clear and high def. Maybe that's me. But anyways, yeah, so it's not your typical, you know, superhero or whatever you want to call it movie. And it definitely, you know, I'm not very good at reviewing movies. I'll just say I like it. Go see it. It's good. It's got some interesting shots because at some point they move from his footage to other footage, like security cameras and stuff like that. But yeah, it's interesting seeing how the bad guy goes bad and his, like, kind of being broken down, you know, bit by bit to kind of make him the way he is.
Did you hear Doug Benson say that, like, that was the best found footage movie ever, which is not a compliment?
Yes. but he said he liked it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing he kept mentioning about, like, oh, they keep explaining why they're recording, you know, it didn't really bother me. Like, it felt natural. Because basically what happens is, like, his friends keep asking him, which is kind of a valid question, like, why are you recording all this? Like, can you just not record for a little bit? But he just wants to keep recording. Like, and I mean, that seems like a natural thing you would say. Like, why the fuck are you recording everything?
Yeah, but, I mean, granted, there is something special going on, but it also seems like something I wouldn't want to watch. Like, normally, if, like, look, dude, I just kept the camera going for our entire Vegas vacation. Fucking, I don't give a shit, dude. Edit that shit.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Granted, you know, we didn't get powers on my Vegas vacation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, someone went in and, like, let me edit all this footage into something interesting, you know what I mean? It's not like they're showing all the boring parts where they're sitting there jerking off, or I'm going to take a shit now, or...
I'm gonna take a shit, but I'm gonna make it fly around the room.
Splatter all over the wall.
Super Scat play.
Sonic Poo.
I wonder if that's gonna be like the cut footage on the Blu-ray. Watch, I can make my pee turn into a smiley face.
Look, I can loop the loop.
That'd be cool if, you know, how Superman can breathe cold. It'd be cool if he could pee like different different extreme temperatures as well. Like, acid pee or frozen pee.
You know, frozen pee sounds painful.
Temperature,
slick,
right?
Like he could use it as an oil slick. Like, and then Lex Luthor's like, whoa, 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 and trips and falls. All
right.
What do you think Superman's shit is like?
Powerful.
Delicious.
Wait, does Superman eat? Wait, sorry, I think I missed a joke.
Oh, Tim, you win.
I think the best part was that Noah didn't hear it, so he just breezed over it. You said what Superman shit like. I said delicious.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But in Superman 1, he does. Lois Lane asks him if he eats, and he says yes, he does when he's hungry. Now, I don't know if you know the Richard Donner movie is canon for the rest of the comics, but I took that to mean that Superman eats.
So it must mean he shits.
Well, yes. Unless his supremely superb Kryptonian biology
allows him to.
I wonder
if he just has to shit in the ground and bury it. Like, I wonder if any toilet can handle his shit.
I wonder if he just has to go face down and, like, fire it into the sun.
Man, think of his sphincter muscles.
What if he eats something that disagrees with him and gets diarrhea?
Oh.
Oof.
Now, the shit itself wouldn't be Kryptonian because it's just whatever food he ate, but it was processed by Kryptonian whatever, so...
So you think it would just be regular shit?
I think so.
All right.
It's just the force with which it's expelled that would be... a danger to himself and others.
Well, I'm worried about being compressed essentially into little shit diamond nuggets on the way through the sphincter.
Like Nibbler on Futurama. Yeah. Like his shit would just be so dense you couldn't lift it.
Yeah.
It would be like dark matter.
Yeah, well...
Superman shit's dark matter.
Neutronium in this case, but...
Shall we get to our tan fight and get out of here?
Yeah, let's do it.
I all love right. this idea.
So, did you guys do any research?
Very minimal.
Okay.
Technically, I didn't. I asked my wife her opinion, and then she Googled one of the participants.
All right.
So
I think I've done
do,
the most research.
Do we want to do research like while we do this, or do we just want to go on the limited amount of knowledge that we know about them?
I think it's up to the individual. I personally have done all the research I need to do ever on this topic.
Okay.
I came equipped. Seconds after reading that, I was like, I know exactly how this is going to end. Thank you, Noah. That was an awesome idea. Oh, hey, right. Before we get on to the tan fight really quickly, I just wanted to say I was just listening to the Nerdist episode 166, where they commented that they had just hit approximately their 2-year anniversary. I was like, holy shit. The Nerdist has done 166 episodes in 2 fucking years. And we've done 189 in 3.5.
Smodcast has done 200 and over 5.
All right, so.
So we're doing better than Kevin Smith. We're not as prolific as Chris Hardwick. I'm like, yeah. I could not come up with his name.
But they do more than one a week, right?
Yeah, they I guess typically do 2 a week, and I guess they're going to go to 3 a week because they got a bunch in the can, and they were actually talking about it on that episode. They were also talking about on that episode like how much the Nerdist and like how big this podcast taking off has like changed all their lives. Like I can't for the life of me remember because I haven't been listening to enough of these episodes. But it's either Jonah or Matt, and I'm pretty sure it's Matt, that used to work at the Apple Store, and now is, like, a radio producer and, like, stand-up comic, and is gonna be on Attack of the Show from now on, doing the bit, what do they call it, like, Gadgetgasm or something, or Gadget Prawn or something like that, that Chris Hardwick used to do for Attack of the Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought back on 3.5 years of TanCast, and it hasn't changed shit.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Then again, I think those guys are all much funnier, at least than me. So,
well, not only that, they were all had some sort of mainstream success before they started TanCast.
Before they started the Nerdist
podcast.
No, they started TanCast.
Oh, okay.
And they decided this is shitty. Give it to those 3 guys.
I think
Chris Hardwick's just always starting projects.
Jess had emailed or commented that we're the best. We're like the indie podcast that he still listens to, and that if we were to become mainstream, he's not going to stop listening to us. I'm like, well, we're not going to become mainstream if we have anything to say about it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about if we have anything to say about it, but if we're still involved,
yeah,
we're not
still
be
involved.
Yeah.
It's not becoming mainstream at all.
All right, tan fight. Let's do it.
Let's do it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for... Monday Night Tan Fight!
Alright, so this is Edward versus Jacob from the Twilight series. Lindsay says Jacob would win because he is hotter. That's just her opinion.
That's funny. Danelle said Edward would win because he's a vampire.
Alright, well, this setting's gonna be in the woods. Why not? And it's just them. They don't have any of their group around, their kin, whatever you want to call them. I don't watch the show or watch the movies, so.
That's what I love about this. It's the most uninformed tan fight ever.
I know was it, Edward Sparkles? And I know Jacob turns into a werewolf, but he doesn't take his pants off.
So does the wolf wear pants?
No, I think they just disappear or something.
Yeah, it's sort of like Optimus Prime's trailer.
Because that was what Danelle was Googling, like, because I was like, well, he's a werewolf. And she's like, well, he's actually just a wolf. He's not really a werewolf.
No, he's a werewolf.
Well, but he turns it, but it looks like a wolf, like just a regular wolf.
Like a huge wolf.
Okay.
So I guess as a werewolf, you have to be slightly humanoid looking, or is a werewolf just you turn from human to wolf?
It means like man wolf or something like that.
But if you're just a wolf, you're not a man wolf. You're a wolf. A big wolf, sure, but not a man. Like Michael Jackson, beginning of Thriller, Teen Wolf.
Okay, what I'm saying is you don't have to be Monster Squad, a man-like those are wolf wolves. Or a wolf-like man to be a werewolf. You just have to be a man that changes into something else that's wolf-like. Or a wolf that changes into something that's man-like.
Says you.
Says everybody.
Who's everybody?
Wikipedia. Go Google werewolf.
I just said the opposite. How you like that? So everybody in argument is shot to shit.
And then I think I was reading somewhere that Jacob is not actually a werewolf. He's just a shapeshifter.
Yeah, my wife explained that to me, that there's, like, shapeshifters that can shift into a bunch of other things, and, like, they're all technically related, and then it just so happens that, like, his clan only knows how to change into wolves. Like, they've just been doing it for so long, they've, like, lost the ability to shift into other things, or some shit like that.
Fuck, just when you think this series couldn't get any more shitty.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actually werewolves, we're just shapeshifters who suck at it. You know Odo from Deep Space Nine? Yeah, we suck more than he does.
You kind of sound like Kermit there, buddy.
Yeah.
Sort of
I can't
Stapleton.
Even change into a Muppet.
You're not a Muppet man or a manly Muppet?
I am neither. But, like, they don't have opposable thumbs as wolves.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point of that?
So you can sip some tea? Like, what do you need opposable thumbs for?
Yeah.
To grab tools for fighting.
Big teeth.
All he's got is... That's all he's got is the teeth. If you avoid the teeth, you avoid the wolf.
Yeah, and if you walk without rhythm, you don't attract the worm.
The fuck does that have to do with anything?
I think his argument was, what the fuck does your argument have to do with anything?
Yeah.
All you have to do is avoid his teeth. That he's got no other move. Fucking What's-His-Nuts has teeth. Yeah. What's-His-Nuts has hands. What's-His-Nuts can grab tools and throw them at you. He can fire a gun with a silver bullet.
Tim, it's like
you
walking out
can
into traffic.
Fucking lick my nuts.
It's walking out into traffic in the middle of, like, a fucking highway with cars coming at you 60 miles an hour going, that's okay, as long as I can fly over all these cars, I'm fine. They can't do anything.
Fucking Edward could fly over all those cars. He can jump fast and high, can't he? Can't vampires do that shit?
Probably.
So,
that's my fucking point!
Do you guys want to hear what their powers are?
Sure.
Okay, I looked. This is according to Wikipedia. So he doesn't need to breathe.
Who?
Though he chooses to do so out of habit.
Who?
And because it's helpful to smell his environment.
Who?
What?
Who?
Oh, sorry. Edward.
Good. Continue.
He's not able to sleep, which is that a thing for vampires? They're not able to sleep?
There's lots of types of vampires. Everyone's okay. Got a different word or a different idea.
This one
for
says,
it.
Like other vampires, Edward is not able to sleep. I always thought they did sleep in the little coffins. But, anyways, so in addition to trait shares of vampires, powers, there are certain abilities he possesses alone, like superior human speed.
I'm guessing that word was superhuman, but.
Superhuman speed, yes.
Okay.
Telepathic, able to read the mind of anyone within a few miles of himself, except for Bella.
Wait, he can read your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he's able to play the piano like a virtuoso. I don't know if that will help him.
Take this, Jacob.
Okay, now it's on to Jacob. He's
man.
A happy person who extends his happiness to other people around him. This is Jacob. I don't know if that's a power or if he's just like happy and people are like, hey, he's happy, I'm happy too.
When I extend my happiness to others around me, I get yelled at and told to get out of the park.
I get asked not to go on the bus anymore.
His body temperature is warmer than a human's body. which allows him to withstand cold weather, by the way. In human form, his body heals within seconds. He possesses superhuman strength and speed, has a high durability rate and sharp senses, and free running abilities. I don't know what free running abilities is. Is that like,
He doesn't have to pay like other people.
Yeah.
Parkour, whatever that is. Is that what that is? Parkour. Free running, I think. I believe sure. So. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He doesn't age. And it says something about his claws. Oh, his teeth. Werewolf's teeth can cut through the hard bodies of a vampire with ease.
Well, oh, are vampires' bodies normally hard? Like, you can't pierce them?
I don't know. That's just what the Wikipedia article says.
Presumably in that universe.
Well, that does change some things.
So here's what I think would happen.
Okay.
I think Superman would come down and just kick both their fucking asses, and they would both die.
Ah, see, I was waiting for that. I'm like, no matter who wins, Superman gets to rape somebody.
I was thinking about actually debating it. I was like, I mean, wouldn't it be funny if we just said, like, someone else comes in and just kicks both asses because they both suck?
Jacob versus Edward. Who wins? Superman.
All of us.
You know who loses? Superman. All of us.
Yeah, for having to watch it.
Anyways. So, I think, just based on what I read, I think Edward would win just based on the fact that he can read people's minds.
Yes.
And he's very fast.
Yes.
Because he could just sense whatever Jacob's going to do and kick his...
And react faster than he can do it.
Exactly.
Now, does a shirtless boy have super speed as well? Did you say? I know he can free run, but I don't remember if he had the speed advantage as well.
Super strength and speed.
Okay.
It does not indicate who is faster. I'm assuming since, like, Edward's the fastest of his tribe, that he'd probably be faster than Jacob.
There you go.
But that is an assumption that I cannot confirm or deny.
And I also know he stopped a car from hitting Bella with one hand.
Yes. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
However,
it also violates physics.
Shh.
Yeah, fucking physics.
Physics is not the only thing getting violated in those movies.
Whoa!
Oh.
Bella's getting violated. Giggity-goo.
No, I meant the audience is getting violated.
Oh.
My eye holes are getting raped by shittiness. Nothing? All right, fine. Thought we all get on board for a good Twilight slam, but I just sat here alone. Like, hey, I'm going to say something fucking snarky about Twilight. Fuck you, Tim. All right, fine.
I think it's just Twilight's depressing me. I think that explains why Kristen Stewart always looks so fucking empty.
Because she doesn't have Jacob cocking her or Edward's cocking her?
Yeah, something like that.
So, yeah, I think Harry Potter would win.
Yeah. So, here's how I see it going. The guys fight for a while, and then Bella's just exuding this sense of ennui, kind of makes them both depressed, and they both just sort of wander away. Edward gets so depressed that he decides that he's going to go into the middle of town and take off his shirt and show everyone how sparkly he is, and Bella comes running up to try to stop him, to protect him, and then he bursts into fucking flames because vampires don't glitter. They immolate. Meanwhile, Jacob, who apparently falls madly in love with newborn baby girls, he gets sent to prison as a fucking pedophile rapist, and then he gets wolf AIDS and dies in prison.
How the fuck are you going to keep him in prison?
And Superman rapes the dead body.
Here's what I think happens. They start to fight, and then they realize they're not fighting over Bella. They're fighting over each other. And then they snuggle.
Aww.
And then they have dirty hot sex.
Exactly.
And Edward says, but I'm so cold. And Jacob says, but I'm warm enough for both of us.
And Edward changes his name to Edward Scissorsmans.
Edward Scissorsmans.
And Jacob changes his name from Jacob Black to Jacob White in my hair.
Although, I'd have to say, Edward's probably the bottom.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, I think we can
He's
all go
He's a sloppy
with that.
Power bottom.
Yeah.
But yeah, I give the fight to Edward.
And I think just to be a dick, Superman rates them both.
I love Is he being a dick, or is he championing those of us who want to see it happen? He's like, look, gotta give the people what they want. Hold still.
I think while he does it, he whispers into both of their ears, justice.
Then he goes, you You suck.
Don't close your mouth. I'll knock your teeth out.
All right. Well, that's the most, that was actually more in depth than I thought it would be. I figured this is what I figured it would be. I don't know. Fucking Edward. Okay. Sure. Bye. Next week.
Well, I figured we should, you know, make it last a little
bit. Give it the old college try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good show, everybody. I'm going to be at the theater on San Pedro Square in San Jose, California on February 24th. Come out and see me.
If you were smart, you'd stay away.
And throw plugs at the end of the show, like professional podcasts do.
Why don't you come out and see me sometime?
Don't forget the Saving Grace contest. I think Grace said we have till May. We're not going to run the contest that long. Maybe March we'll pick somebody. Early March, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking super early March.
I realized once we started, I'm like, why did I do this? This sucks. Not that it sucks like as an idea, but the very nature of contests, like, we are going to make two people happy and everybody else disappointed. I'm like, why the fuck did I do that?
So what would have been a better solution?
If we'd just done it ourselves and done voices like you suggested midway through me trying to talk about it last week. Then no one would have thought like, oh man, I want to do it. They didn't pick me. They picked somebody else. They fucking suck. Fuck Tancast.
I think it'll be all right.
No, we're going to lose listeners over this. Mark my
words.
You
know what? I propose this. If any of you listeners are disappointed that you didn't get picked, you can record something. We'll put it on there. How about that?
There you go.
How about we include everyone? Everyone records a bit, and it'll be just like that 15-second Star Wars shit movie.
No. Because then it'll be like that Tim is spending 14 days editing it movie.
Yeah, but then you'll have a lot of takes to choose from.
Don't care.
All right.
Time is a premium, my friend.
Fair enough.
I think that's all the old business I had. Any new business?
None
Any
here.
Any old business?
Tancast adjourned. You're doing it.
You done it.
And remember, never trust an Asian.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at tim, andy, or noah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is a lie.
Tancast. Andy says I should say never trust a crampy fart, but...
Because you never, ever should.
What is an Asian but a crampy fart?
Oh, wow. No.
You look at the stats, Tim. Do we have anyone listening to us in Asia?
I don't know that it's broken down like that anymore. Oh, you know what? I haven't checked in a while. I don't know if we have anybody in Asia listening to us. I knew we used to have a pretty big China contingent, which is in Asia, if I'm not mistaken.
Our pretty big China contingent was apparently all spammers, so I've been trying to block them. Sorry, China.
You're doing it.
Kill your spammers. I'll let you back in.
All right, I don't think you need to kill the spammers.
Oh, no, kill them.
All right.
Slaughter them with death, please.
And he's a little violent.
A little?
Just a smidge. A sculpt, just a little. If you will.
Yeah, we still have a... Wait, let's check the last episode. Michael's coming to say, like, I thought you guys just said you ended the show.
I'm waiting here patiently.
Oh, yeah, nothing. The top countries, United States, United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, Australia, Canada, Kenya, Switzerland, Germany, Ethiopia, and then others.
Good old Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
Can't afford food, but they'll listen to a podcast.
That's like 20 years ago, dude.
I was just about to ask, is that still the case?
Maybe this podcast will fill my belly.
It didn't.
My distended belly.
Wow.
Too soon?
No, too fucking late.
Hong Kong. We got one listener from Hong Kong episode 187.
Hong Kong guy can stay.
Bing, 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 bing.
Are we all still recording?
Yeah,
I am.
All right, let's stop.
I'm done.
Okay, me too.
Click.